This one's a killer.
Okay, so today's daf is Yud Ches. So we're going to start on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to go back to the Mesvei, on the last Mesvei, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, just to get the flow. So essentially, we had a machlokas that was brought down, that and Rav Hun Mishnah said that Yesh Neder B'toch Neder, which we learning means a Nazirus. That's what it's talking about, Nazirus. So Rav Hun said that the only time if you say Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, what works is if you said Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamacha, you have to have the extra Lamacha. Where Shmuel said, no, even Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, both Naziros would be Chal. And what means both Naziros would be Chal is that you would do 30 days to bring your Karbanos, and then do another 30 days and bring your Karbanos. So we're bringing questions down on Rav Huna, who said that you have to have Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamacha, you need the extra day. And once you have that extra day, that Naziros is 30 days, and you get to the 30 days. So now we're up to... We did the Mesvei yesterday, but we'll just go back quickly. So Mesvei, again, we're asking our Rav Huna. Mesvei, Misha Nazar Shtei Naziros. Somebody took a Nether of Naziros for two Naziros. Manas Rishona, he counted the first 30 days. V'hifrish Karbon, so he's done. He did his whole 30 days, and he's mafrish the Karbon, he's ready to go. V'nishal Aleha, and then he has Hashelus Chacham, meaning he's mafkiya the Naziros L'mafreya. It's all gone, L'mafreya. So we say also lo shniyav rishona. So since this, he took two naziros, so the second naziros now it's taken care of by the 30 days that he counted for the first naziros. He wasn't makriv. He was put it aside by putting it aside, because that means he already the full 30 days have elapsed. It completes that the full 30. Okay, so maybe it's an extraneous part. The full 30 days are elapsed. So also lo shniyav rishona. So hechi damit. So what's the case? What's going to be the case where the second Naziros is going to be counted by the count of the first 30 days for the first Naziros, which is now gone, the afraid. So, Hechidami. Elaim, Adam, Hareini Nazir, Yom, Hareini Nazir, L'macher. Or if it's like Rav Huna says, Hareini Nazir, Yom, Hareini Nazir, L'macher, well then wait a second. Am I also Lo Shnei Rishona? Why is he complete? Why did he complete the second Naziros? The second Naziros is not completed. Ha'ika Yom, Yaseira. He has an extra day. Because he counted 30 days, but Hareini Nazir L'machar means it's a 31st day. So we didn't complete the Naziros by the first, so it's not an accurate statement in the Braisa. So El Abshita must be the case of the Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, must be the case where the both Naziros were Chal on the same day, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, v'tiyufa the Rav Huna. And that would be a question of Rav Huna, right? Look at the Rashi. On the top, he says, "Midikatani also lo shniyav rishona." When he said that you count the second one is counted through the days that you counted for the first one, michlal the nazirah shnima, the nazirah shniya namichayaleh. It's mashed the second nazirah says chal. So the second nazirah says chal from the beginning, because otherwise, why do you have to count? When you say, "Oh, don't worry about the second one," because it says if you counted the second one, why do I care if it wasn't chal? Obviously, it was chal, and if it's completely done, it must be because it's hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. So Rav Huna gives two answers, right? So he says, "Lo la'olam hareini nazir hayom hareini." The aleph probably means nazir hareini nazir lemachar. Like Rav Huna's case, but did you say that you have the extra day? He says, "Fine, yeah, you had this day, like you were saying, right? My also lo wasn't mean that it counted for him. Levar me'ahu yom yisera. It counted for him for 29 days. So now he just has to keep one day." The first 29 days counted on from the Naziros that he did Shelus Chacham. And he has one extra day left over.
What is it, 30 days or 29 days?
It's 30 days, but he...
Plus one.
So he has to count... So 29 days of his second Naziros were counted from the first Naziros, and he has another day left over. Or, Inami, Kigon Shekibel Shtei Naziros B'Vas Achas. It wasn't Zeh Achar Zeh. It was one after another. It was B'Vas Achas. So he accepted upon himself the same time.
He declared,
I have two Naziros on me. So which one's Chal? They're both Chal. You can't say one's... If you say Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, and you did it sequentially, so the first one's Chal, the second one's not Chal. It's the same concept of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Once you have something, but if you have an Isser Mosif, if you add something, or you have B'Vas Achas, you have it at the same time, well then which one's going to be... Look at the Ran. The Ron says, "Inami shekipo lav shtei naziros b'achasas." Klomar, v'chi haygavna. In this instance, Rav Huna will agree. The chayli tarvayu. Both of them are chal. Shareyin achas mehen kodemis lechavrita. Neither one preceded the other. It wasn't done sequentially. It was done simultaneously. Right? The name of shlotichol shnei achre. How can you say the second one's not chal? Which is the second one? So all you need, basically, all that Rav Huna is saying is that you need room somewhere. You need room for the second neder to be chal. So Rav Huna says the second neder can be chal if you add a day. Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir L'macher. If you do B'Vas Achas, it also has room to chal, because which one is going to go first? You can't choose one over the other. So that's what it's, and it's the same concept. But so they're chal, both chal. You only can do one at a time. So you do one and then you do the other. But
you don't have to do the next day.
No, you would have to do an extra 30. If you took them on Bevas Achas, you'd have to do both. You have to do 30 and 30. Even according to Rav Huna. The same concept by Eight Isser Chal Isser. You can't have one Isser. But if you assume of four Bevas Achas, you do have Isser Chal Isser.
Why does they count the second one at the same time? Okay.
Because they're Chal independently. They're Chal at the same time. It's two independent Nazeros. So I did the first one 30 days. I did Shelas Chacham, knocked it off. So those 30 days now count for the second one. Okay, that's that one question. Next, again, we're going to ask on Rav Huna. Masiv Rav Hamnuna. Right? The Pasuk says, Nazir Lahazir. Mikan, from here we learn from Nazir Lahazir, Shehan Naziros Chal Al Naziros. That one Naziros Chal, when there's a, you have two Naziros Chal at the same time, basically. When Naziros is Chal Al Naziros. Sheyachal, because you would have thought that it wouldn't. You would have thought that it wouldn't. Sheyachal, you would have said, Vahalo Dinhu would be a Kal Chomer, that it would not be Chal, because Umashvul Chamura, we'll find out what the Chomer is in Shvua later on in the Gemara. Umashvul Chamura, Shvua is more Chomer, and we say, Ain Shvua Chal Al Shvua, and even there we say, we don't add the Chomer of Shvua Chal Al Shvua, because we say, Mushbe Gomer Arzinai, we say, Ain Shvua Chal Al Shvua. Nazirus Kala, Nazirus, which is more Makil, Lo Kol Shekain, obviously should not be Chal one of the other. Therefore, we have to have the Pasuk of Nazir Lahazir. Right, so Talmud Lomer, Nazir Lahazir, Mikan Sheh Nazirus Chala Al HaNaziros. So Hei Chidami, what's the case of Nazirus Chala Nazir? That the Pasuk has come to teach us. The Pasuk has to come teach us something we would have known otherwise. So what's it come to teach us? That's the Gemara's assumption. So Hei Chidami, Ilema Da Amar Hari Nazir Hayom, Hari Nazir Machar HaKraboi. I need a Pasuk to tell me that if I say, I'm a Nazir today, I'm a Nazir tomorrow, that's Chal. Of course that's Chal. There's an extra day, and that extra day adds to 30 days. It means I'm reading Nazir Hayom, I have to go 30 days. Harei Nazir Lamachar means I started another Nazirus the next day. That Nazirus will then be counted for that extra day. After I finish the first 30 days, I have an extra day, and that extra day then converts into 30, because Stam Nazirus is 30 days. So I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that that's going to be Chal. Ella, what's the Pasuk teaching me? That Nazirus is Chal and Nazirus. Ella, Lav the Amar, Harei Nazir Hayom, Harei Nazir Hayom, the case of against Rav Huna, the case of Shul. Harei Nazir Hayom, Harei Nazir Hayom. They're both Chal, and you just they're both Chal. You just can't keep them at the same time. If you do 30 Korban and 30 Harei Nazir Hayom, Harei Nazir Hayom. The Katani Nazirus Chal and Nazirus. And you see, and nevertheless, you see that it's Chal. So if it's Chal, if it's Nazirus Chal and Nazirus, it's Chal. What's the case we said? Harei Nazir Hayom, Harei Nazir Hayom. That's Shmuel's case. That's a question of Rav Huna. So in that case, it is not Chal. So the Gemara answers, I can play stairs over here. The Gemara answers, Lo. Right. I want to do the rod in a second. Hacha b'maya skinon, ki go shekibla lav shtei nazirus v'vach achas. Like we said before, no, the case that is talking about is u'mer kabel shtei nazirus v'vach achas. That is the chiddush that the pasuk is teaching us, that even that's chal. Why is that a chiddush?
They're concurrent or consecutive?
They're chal concurrently, but they're observed consecutively.
It's the same thing repeated again.
Right.
It's the same concept over and over, basically.
No, it's not. I want to be like, why would I say it means two
is you? Right. So why wouldn't you just say that it's 60 straight? That's the chiddush.
No, that's
so that's what I'm saying. But the Ron says, no. The Ron says, Klomar, what's Krala Hachi Asad, Im Tomar, Ulaha Krala Amali? Why do I need this pasuk? Pshita. Why? If I say Harini Nazir Hayom, if I say I'm a Mekabel Tom by myself, two Naziros currently, what's the Chiddush? Of course that works. Why would that not work? He says, Im Tomar, Lahakra Lamali, Pshita, the Havali Kaomar, Harini Nazir, Shishim Yom. It's the same thing as if he said I'm a Nazir for 60 days. He says, no, Yesh Lomar, Ilav Kra, if not for the pasuk, Havamina Sheyimna Samach Yom, he should count 60 days Ke'echad at once, the Yavi Karban. It should be 60 day Nazirus period and then bring the Karban. Right, Kamash Malam, but also Kravash Munin, the Shtei Nazirus Chalukin Havi. They're two separate Nazirus, right? While Kol Lamin Megaleachan, at the end of each 30, he does the shaving, or maybe Karban. Zeh Perish Shmuel Zoal Nachon. This is the right parents. Obviously, he's been hearing some other stuff. Okay, so let's just read the finish of the Gemara and then go back to the Ran. So he said, okay, but my Chumrah the Shua. Well, what's the Chumrah of the Shua? We just had Mishnais that says sometimes Shua is more Chumrah than Neder, sometimes Neder more Chumrah than Shua. Well, you tell me that you're making this whole limit based on the fact that Shua is more Chumrah. They're both equally more Chumrah in different scenarios. The Gemara is saying that there's one reason why Shavuah is chomer no matter what. Well, my chomer de Shavuah min neder. In what way is Shavuah more chomer than neder? Elin mishum dechayel afil adavr shem b'mamir. If you can tell me because a Shavuah is chal even on an intangible object, you can take an oath. I swear I will not sleep. That works. But you can't take a neder and say sleep is usher to me because it doesn't have. It's not tangible. You have to say my eyes are usher from benefit of sleep. Right, but so therefore Shavuah is more chumrah, but neder also has a chumrah. Neder nami chumrah, shekein chal mitzvah. I can't say I'll take a Shavuah, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah, but I can say konam sukkah alai. So neder is more chumrah. So why are you telling me that Shavuah is more chumrah? So he said, right. So it's not that it's not objectively more chumrah. The Gemara's question is. So Gemara's answer: there is an objective chumrah in Shavuah because elam mishum neksiv b'bav Shavuah. It says by Shavuah lo yinakeh, he shall not be freed of his sin. Meaning, God, if you take do a false Shavuah, there's this extra, like I showed, there's no forgiveness. There's this extra punishment of not having forgiveness. I guess even if you get your mouth lost, there's no forgiveness. Okay. I guess nothing's mechaper, apparently, yeah.
You go with the carbon?
Yeah, I guess there's an extra level that's not forgiven. There's an extra level that's not forgiven when it comes to Shavuah. Lo yinakeh, that makes it more chamor. Right.
But
isn't the whole call
entry all the different
forces
and all the different ways of sinning?
Yeah, but that's not that's being mater you. You're not going to violate it, but you still took it. It just means that now you're not going to violate the Shavuah. So there's no issue. There's no punishment for violating the Shavuah. But by taking the Shavuah, it seems to be saying that in and of itself is lo yinakeh.
Even a Taurus Nedarim doesn't
matter. Taurus Nedarim, first of all, is the Darim. You have to have the Shavuos in there, but we say Kol Nidre, we do that as well, but that just matters you that now if you do what you swore not to do, you're not in violation. Okay.
We do say every year that in the future will not be
Chal. Right, so that's a Shiloh. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have that piracy in the Kol Nidre. That's, if you look at every art scroll,
right.
hopefully at one point we'll get to it. Look at every master, especially the art scroll, it always says, oh, some people have the whole question, how can you be Matir what you already did do, and if you maybe goes in the past. There's a whole to do about the sugya of Kol Nidre.
Also in the future, it's a
Dabashal.
Right, so okay, so that's a Shaila. That's definitely a Shaila.
Also, the future is Dabashal of Alohim.
It doesn't exist yet. How can you know something that doesn't exist yet? They talk about it. Well, at one point, we're going to have to talk about Kol Nidre. Okay, let's go look in the Ran. 6 or 7 lines down where they get wide. It says Hilkach. The Ran's going to give sort of his. In the wide lines, where the Ron's going to give sort of his summary of what we've done so far. You have it in the Ron? Yeah, Dave, you got it or no? Okay. Hilkach, I don't know when you got it or not. So Hilkach.
Got it on Monday.
Hilkach naktinon. Therefore, we see. He said, and you can't be obligated two times. Meaning, if I swear I'm not going to, I swear I'm not going to use my iPhone. I swear I'm not going to use my iPhone. I do it twice, and I use my iPhone. First of all, that's probably a shuah shav. But I swear I'm not going to use my iPhone. Then that, and I do it twice. You're only obligated for violating once. Kach, so too a neder chal on neder. Neder is also not chal on neder. V'im amar konim alai kikor zeh. Konim alai kikor zeh, einu chayiv el achas. If I say, this cup is usher to me, it's only one violation. When we say neder chal neder, the Ran says it only applies to nazirus, which is the machlokes we've shown, and the Rambam and others hold otherwise. He says, D'chitana yesh neder besoch neder, when the Mishnah said there is a neder besoch neder, that's dafka limno shtei nazirus. That's dafka in the case of counting two nazirus, who darmina can exhib. Like we said before, that's with a pasuk, nozul hazir, it's dafka for nazirus. But even net stam neder, a konam neder is not chal on another konam neder. It's only nazirus is chal on nazirus.
He said, I want to be a nazir, it's 60 days?
I'd be a nazir today, I'm reading nazir ayom. Yeah, so you just made, you have two separate naziruses that are chal now. You can't just, they're chal concurrently, but they're observed consecutively.
Right. Right, so that's unique to just
to Nazirus. Right.
Otherwise, it makes no sense.
Right. So miu, however, lahai milsa adif. Nevertheless, lahai milsa adif on nedarim b'shvuos. But in this way, he says the nedarim are better or more powerful than shvuos. Shahan nedarim chalin al hashvuos. A neder can be chal on a shvua. The ain hashvuos chalos on nedarim, but a shvua cannot be chal on nedarim. Ketzad? What's the case? It's going a little off tangent, but he's. But he's explaining again, going back to the essence, the essential difference between neder and shvuah, neder being a chetza and shvuah being on the gavra. He says, "Ketzad nishma sheyochal kikar zeh. I swear I'm going to eat this piece of bread. V'acharkach asru alav bekonem. And then he says, konem this piece of bread on me. So now they're sort of conflicted. Right? So asru la'achlo. He's still not allowed to eat it. Because the neder can be chal on the shvua. He's not allowed to eat it from the neder. Kidar min la'el, like we said before, if someone says, konem sukkah shani eshev, or lulav shani notel, asr. That's us, because the neder is chal on the mitzvah. So if neder can be chal on the mitzvah, neder can be chal on another shvua. Right? The neder chal on mitzvah, chayel nami ashvua. She mitzvah v'shvua stay in iser gavrahin. A mitzvah and a shvua are both iser gavra. Interesting what he says about a mitzvah's losa, say, a mitzvah is an iser gavra. Okay? V'chayel alayel iser chavtan nedarim. And the iser chavtan nedarim can be chal on it. Levata v'shevi al taisit, to be vatlet. So if I take a shvua not to eat this piece of bread, if I take a shvua that I will eat this piece of bread, and then I take a neder that this piece of bread is usher to me, what wins out? The neder. We got problems here. Probably got to be matu the neder, then eat the piece of bread. You got a problem because you have these.
He's saying it's okay. What does that mean?
I mean it's okay.
He's saying you can do that.
I mean it's effective. Yeah. There is a stringency in the neder, but this is here because it's going to the essence of the neder. Because the essence, it's the neder is attacking the chetzah, and the shvu is attacking the gavra. And since you see that we can take, when it comes to came to mitzvah, so I can take a neder not to do a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is also a gavra, so the chetzah is chal on the gavra. So too, if I have a shvu followed by a neder, the neder can take effect over that shvu. The efshar gamkein shekashem shaneder chal al shvu levatla. You can, if a neder can be chal to be mevatel shvua, the neder can also be chal to add to the shvua. For example, shehanishma shelo yochal kikorzeh, I swear that I will not eat this piece of bread. V'chazav ra'asru ala bekonem, and I then say this piece of bread is asr to me. So it's a chal, va'achlo, and then you eat it. Chayev shtayim, you chayev both, you chayev for both, and the neder. V'chein bedin im levatel hein chalin l'kaim kol shekein. Okay, mehu time agufe, and for this exact reason, the kasivna, the cave on the shvuas less than ela iser gavra. Shvuas only in iser gavra. Ki amar konem. If I say konem, mitosev ba iser chepsa. You add an iser chepsa on it. Aval ain't shvuas chalas nedar. The Ran says a shvuah cannot be chal neder. Lo levata lo lekayim. Doesn't work. Once you have a neder, a shvuah doesn't work. Sheim asar atzma kikarzeh. I say the kikar konem kikarzeh alai. Bechazar v'nishba lav sheyochlenu. And then I swear I'm going to eat it. You can't do that. It doesn't. The shvua is not chal. Pshita she'ena rashai la'ochlo. You can't eat it because the shvua is not chal. A shvua is not going to be chal to mivatel it. Right. V'chein nami nishbalav shol yachlenu ena overlav v'shambal yachel. That's what he says. That just because of the essential difference between a shvua and a neder can be chal on a shvua cannot be chal on a neder. Okay.
But you still can't eat it in the first case. You still can't say it makes a shvua than a neder, shvua to eat it, and neder not to eat it, you still can't eat it.
Of course, that's your point.
It's a cheat to shvua.
No, that's the second case. Talking about the second.
In both cases, you can't eat it.
No, in the case where I say, if I say
shvua to eat it,
shvua,
I will eat it.
Well, it depends on the case. If I take a neder that this is usher to me, and then I swear that I must eat it, you can't eat it.
Right, but the reverse is the same thing. You can't eat it.
Make
a shvua to eat it.
Right.
Then it makes a neder.
Right, but it's because it just happens to be the way the case works out. But meaning the neder is being mevatel the shvua, but the shvua is not being mevatel the neder.
The shvua is still intact in the first case.
Because that's
shvua to eat something, and then you make a neder. I won't eat it.
Right. You may not eat it.
Of course, right.
So you violate the shvua by not eating it. You violate the shvua. The shvua was to eat it.
The shvua is still effective. It's just you're violating.
What does it mean effective? You can't keep the shvua. Okay, because the neder is chal on top of that. Right. Okay. So shvua shlo ochel. The Mishnah says shvua shlo ochel. The ochel inochay v'alachas because it said ain't shvua chal shvua. So Amar Rava. Rava says though. However, it's interesting. Im nishal aris. So I took an oath not to eat bread, and then I ate bread. I'm only chayiv once. Rava says, however, if I do she'ela on the shvua, the second shvua comes in. He says, Amar Rava, im nishal al rishona shniya chala alav. Meaning, it's not like the second shvua is gone. The second shvua is sort of held in abeyance, and if the first shvua goes away, it has room to slip in. Mimai, how does he know that? He says, midilokatoni chayev achas. It should have said. Well, I'm looking at the base. Midlokatani. Yeah, let me. You know what? Let's read what it says. Midlokatani ain't Enu El Achas. How do you read this? Midalokatani. Yeah, it should have said either Chayiv Achas or Inami Eina El Achas. But nevertheless, the Katani Eino Chayiv El Achas. It's this long-winded version. He should have said Eino. He should have said Eino El Achas or Eino Chayiv. What does it mean Eino Chayiv El Achas? So Rav Chahu de Lesley. There's no room for the second Shvur to be Chal. Ki Mitchel El Chavrte. But when you do Shelas Chacham on Chavrte on the first Shvur Chayla, then there's room for the second Shvur to come in. And then it moves in, right? So lishna achrina. I thought originally that what it says ain't shvuah chal shvuah. The second shvuah is shlila. It's not there. He's saying that it is there. It's just hanging out. It's hanging outside. And when you open the door, like the petach atas rovitz, it's so when you open the door, it could slide in. So lishna achrina. Another way to learn this is chiyuva hudaleka. There's no chiyuv to keep that second shvuah hashvuah ika, but the shvuah is still there. So lamai hilchasan. What would that mean? On the first one, the second one can slide in. So now the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the Naziris. Maybe we'll make a siyua. Misha, another stay Naziris. So Manas Rishona, Hifrish Karba, Vinisha Alea, also Loshnia Rishona. If you had two Naziris, you did Shayla's Chacham on the first one, the second Naziris comes in. So that's the same thing. The second Naziris comes in when you get rid of the first one. Because no, there it's different. There is Kagosha Kiva Lav Shin Naziris Bavachasa. It's not a proof. Because we answered that case was, or at least according to Rav Huna, that case was that you took the Naziris Bavachas. So that's why if the first one goes away, the second one can kick in. But if you did Zeh Achar Zeh, who's to say that the second one, like this Peshvu, it has to be Zeh Achar Zeh, who's to say the second one kicks in? All right. It's not that difficult. I just want to see if I want to do the run here. 1 second. The run says that this whole thing, this whole sugi about Lehman Messayele, has to be according to Shita Rav Huna. Look at the last run. It's Lehman Messayele, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 9 lines from the bottom, all the way on the left. It says Lehman Messayele. Right, he says Lehman Messayele. We're trying to bring a Rav has said that if you have two shvuos, a shvuah and then a shvuah, and they do it Shayla Sach from the first shvuah, the second shvuah has room enough to come in. We're trying to bring a raya from the case of two Naziris. Right, and you show on the first Naziris, the second Naziris comes in. So he says, Mandas Misayele Le Rava Meha, whoever's trying to bring a support to Rava from this case, Al Karchi Ki Rav Huna Sfile, must be holding like Rav Huna, which the two Naziris means, Harin Nazar Hayom, Harin Nazar Lamachar. Right? The Omer, Harin Nazar Hayom, Harin Nazar Hayom, Ein Naziris Chal Naziris. Because if you say Harin Nazar Hayom, Harin Nazar Hayom, it's not going to be Chal. Why? The Ika Shmuel, because if you're saying it's a case like Shmuel, which is Harin Nazar Hayom, Harin Nazar Hayom, the Ika Shmuel Sfile, the Amar Afila B'chiyai Gav Naziris Chal Naziris, Ma Kame Sayle L'Ravo. There would be no proof to Rava. Dilma Shani Hacha, because maybe you would say it's different over there. Dibishah Shenadar Chala Al Shehem. Because according to Shmuel, if you say Harin Nazar Hayom, both are Chal. It's not that we have to wait for one to go away and then the other one comes in. According to Shmuel, in that instance, both are Chal. You just wait to keep the second one because you can't, it's impossible to keep two Naziris at the same time. So you do one Naziris, do the carbon and do the second Naziris. But in that case, they're both Chal at the same time. And that's why Kishan Nishal Rishona also Shniv Rishona. That's why when you do Shail on the first one, it counts for the second one because they were both Chal. Aval b'shvuos, but maybe by shvuos, shavishar shenishba, when you took the shvuah, lo chal shvuos shni lolam. According to Shmuel, you would say that the second shvuah never was chal to begin with. So aim aloft the kevod chal hashta lo chal nami kimichal rishona. Since it was a chal in the beginning, it's not chal afterwards. So elavada mishum the svilei kirav huna misayale. It must be because he holds like Rav Huna. V'haki kahama vaday haimas nisa ba'omar rei nazar hayom rei nazar hayom miskuma. Oh, we don't have to go back over there. But you're saying it has to be according to Rav Huna because it has to be a case where Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom does not work. So the case where it does work would have to be Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Lamachar, and that would be a raya that if you show on the first one, the second one can come in. So why Shua, it's a raya that it's show on the first one, the second come in? No, the case of Rav Huna, as I said before, is you didn't do it Zeh Achar Zeh, you did it Bivas Achas. Okay. Right, Ron says, "L'inyan halacha kaimel on the rav kirava." We hold like Rava, who says, "Nishal Rishona, the second one comes in." Even though the raya was pushed off, but the whole memra is not pushed off. The Mishnah here, like in Shavuos, is like him. Right, the Mishnah here seems to be indicating Rava. We tried to bring a raya, we didn't have the raya, but still he has this proof from the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah was, why does it say Eino Chayev El Achas? It seems to indicate that there's just no two chiyuvim, but the Shavuos is still just there, out there in abeyance, and once you open the door, it could go into it can come in. Okay. Next Mishnah. Now, it looks like there's a lot of Ron here, but like a quarter of the Zeran belongs on Daf Chaf. So, it's not such a big deal. Okay. Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. If you take a Nedar Stam, it's Lahachmir, Uperushim Lahakel. But if you explain it, it's Lahakel. What does that mean? Okay, let's look at Ron. Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Perushim Lahakel. Klomar. What does this mean to say? Misha Nadar. Someone takes a Nedar using language. And the language, the words that he uses, can be interpreted in one or two ways. It can be interpreted in a chumra way to say that the neder is chal, or it can be interpreted in a cooler way to say the neder is not chal. We say the neder is chal. We take stam nedarim lahakel. The Rush brings down because why else is he saying this? He's probably saying this in order to be, he's most likely saying this in order to take upon himself a neder. So if you can interpret it to take upon himself a neder, we will. Okay? Lahachmer means lahachmer on him, to mean that the neder is chal. The neder is chal, it means lahachmer. Stam neder lahachmer means the neder is chal. Right, you could interpret the other way. But okay, klomer, misha neder v'yesh lefarish lishono lahachmer lahakel, kol shalei pirosh echemayen, if he not explicate what he meant, leman his kavein, hochim b'stam lahachmer, meaning that the shvu is chal. But upeirushon lahakel, meaning in pirish acharkach, we say, oh, listen, you said that lashon, that lashon can be interpreted one or two ways. And he says, oh, I meant it this way. This is what I meant. Perusham in Perusha Charkach v'Amar lekachnis kavanti somchin al dvarav. We rely on what he says. Afal pishehu mekel. Even though it leads to a kula, which means he's not going to have the nether. So I think I think it was brought down two reasons why you would say stam nedarim lahachmer. You could say suffer d'orais lachumra. Right, the neder is a din d'oraisa, second like l'chumro. We can say because why else is he making this utterance? Why is he making the utterance?
What does the kula mean? No, then what is he saying?
What?
What is he saying? Is
there if he explains it, despite that fact, we'll say, oh, I just meant it for something else, and there's no neder. If he doesn't explain it, then like you're saying is correct. Why else did he say it? And we're going to interpret it l'chumro, meaning that the neder will be chav.
Does he have a tochid? If he were to, has he?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how long he has. How long does he have afterwards? It doesn't say. You're speculating.
That's my is that on the side? On the back or the side?
It usually talk that they'd be worth
that. I don't know. But here we're not saying that. It says, I guess it would be Bishas Nidro, whatever Shas Nidro is, right? The Rotosho says, Perish of Bishas Nidro, right? During the time he makes the Neder. I guess it has to be, like you're only saying, it has to be, you can't do like 12 days later, what I really meant was, well, no, I guess that's not the way it goes.
Like my wife told me next day what you
were doing. So, it's the entire Nedarim. All right, so, Ketzad, what's the case? Guy says, Ketzad, Amar harei alai kebasar maliach kayayin nesach. This bread is to me like the salted meat or like poured wine. So what's he intending to? What's he? It can be interpreted one of two ways. In b'shel Shamayim, we changed the gear. Imishal Shamayim, meaning the basar maliach, like the salted meat of a karban. And then the ayin nesach, the nesach that are poured by a karban, imishal Shamayim nadar, it would be asr, because that's a davar hanadar. He's being mocked by davar nadar. Imishal avodas chachavim nadar mutter. But if he's talking about, he says this would be like the salted meat of avodah zarah, then that there's not chal, because then you're being mocked by davar hamutter, davar asr. It's not the neder only works by hadpasa if you match with davar hanader. Avodah zarah is davar haaser, not davar hanader. Right. So therefore, it wouldn't be chal.
What is the guy saying? He's saying this.
He says harei alai.
But why is he saying it? Just because he didn't know any better to say?
Yeah. So that's the whole point. So stam, we're saying then it's lahmir. But if he interprets himself, he talks to the deeper and says, "Oh, I just meant avodah zarah." Well, then he has harata and he's out.
Is it the same to say that, what, I shouldn't use this article?
I'm just joking. Okay? So, in b'shalom v'osuchav, another mutter. In stam, if he says it's stam, without explaining, we're going to go l'chumra, say it's aser. If he says Hare alai kecherem, this is to me like a cherem, right? So im kecherem shal shemayim aser. If he says it's cherem shal shemayim, meaning it's something that I'm going to give to the bedek abayis, then it's aser because that's davar another. The im kecherem shal kohanim, if it's cherem shal kohanim, it's mutter. The im stam aser. Now what's cherem shal kohanim that makes it mutter? Someone explain that.
To be utilized in or sold for temple purposes only.
That is. That's first one. That's Chayim Shal Shemayim, right? What's Chayim Shal Kohanim?
Because
yeah, it's
actually prohibited.
But it's simply
if you're talking about, it's mamon kohanim. He wants to give it to the kohanim, so that becomes mamon. Look at the Rashi says, "Chayim shal kohanim, shehit pis kechayim shal charve kohanim." Except kol chayim Yisrael lechayi, yeah. To ha havi mamon kohanim, vavi mutter kechulin lechol divrayim laachar shavoy de kohen. Once you give this money to the kohen for them to use, if anyone, it's a chulin, anyone can use it. So you're mapis with davar hamutter, and davar hamutter is not chal.
Is it like truma maishu?
No. Trumas and maizos are not. Trumas and maizos, I can't eat truma if I give it to the kohen. He can eat it, but I can't.
He can eat it.
But I'm not just to that piece. I'm not talking about that piece. We'll get to truma in a second right now. So he says, Hare alai kemaiser. This should be to me like maiser. Im kemaiser behema. If he says it's a maiser behema, nadar, then it's aser. That's aser because that's like a carbon. You have to count. 1, 2, 3. That's davar nadar. That becomes a carbon. The imshal gorein, but if it's meiser from the granary, that is mutter because that is matpis with davar aser. That's something that's considered davar aser. Same thing now. The imstam aser. Does it stam? It's also aser. Hare like a truma. This should be like my truma. If truma salishka, if he means truma salishka, meaning the meiser is a shekel. What? We talked about that a few times in the Ron mentioned it a few times. Let's try to see if he says it again. So if meiser behem another aser the davar another ugshay kovav lasi rasiva aser al kovav. Let's say you have to go back a few times. He says because when the truma he claims is that once the truma, if you separate the truma, it's only usher to kohanim, and it's not usher to anybody else. That shows that what's making it usher is the Torah, not you. That's how the Ron explained it, which is a little difficult. That was not the question I asked you a couple of days ago. Like, why is that? Why is the truma davar usher? So that's what the Ron seems to indicate a few times. We mentioned it a few times. Okay, the same thing with the miser. So it says, Hare like a truma. So im truma salishka. Truma salishka means the machzor shekel. Well, that's davar another. So then it would be aser because I'm taking my own money and I'm donating it. That's davar another. The im shal gorein. If it shal gorein, if it's a truma from the produce, that would be mutter because I'm matpis bedavar aser. But im stam, if it doesn't stam without explaining, it's aser because stam is lechumra. Divrei Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda now comes. Doesn't disagree with the concept. He just disagrees that the words truma and the words and charamim in certain areas they mean different things. So then stam would mean something else. For example, Yehuda Omer stam truma Yehuda asura. Stam truma in Yehuda is aser because we're going to say lechumra that it means truma is halishka matpis davar aser. But begaliel it would be mutter because people in Galil are not so close to the Beis Hamidrash. They don't talk about the language. Truma's halishka is not in their parlance, so to speak. So if they say truma, they mean real truma, and therefore if you matpis truma, it would be mutter because you matpis davar aser. She'ein ashe golem akirnas trumas halishka. And also the other way around, stam charam be Yehuda mutarim. If you say cherim in Yehuda, that stam is going to be mutter, because most likely they're talking about cherim bedek abayis. But begalil asur, and begalil will be asur, because they don't talk about bedek abayis in Galil. She'ein ashe golem akirnas charme kohanim. Other way around, sorry. Charme kohanim is davar mutter. Say it again. Stam charam be Yehuda is mutter, because most likely they're talking about what they're giving to the kohen, what they're giving to the kohanim. They're going to give what's given to the Kohanim. That's matpis with davar hamutter. But in Galil, it would be aser because Anshei Galil are not makir charim kohanim. They don't have, I guess, they don't have Kohanim running around their towns and villages up north to give the money to the Kohen. And therefore, when they say cherim, they must mean cherim bedek abayis. So they don't have the concept of cherim kohanim. So if they say cherim, they mean cherim bedek abayis, and therefore the neder would be chal. But in Yehuda, it would not be chal, because tam cherem in Yehuda means cherem kohanim, which means davar mutter, and therefore the neder would. Okay, it depends on the dialect and what's done in what's done as language in each area.
The device was also mutter before you gave it. I don't get that. Before you gave it, so something davar is something that.
So that's worth a davar another.
Right.
So if it's a davar another, matters with davar another is good. You can't be matters with davar asr. You can't be matters with davar hamutter. You have to be matters with davar another.
Right. So why is the first one not mutter?
What's the first one?
Yehuda.
Because in Yehuda, they're giving it to, when they say haramim, that means they're just giving it to the kohen. You get it, and that you're giving money to the kohen, and that money, once it reaches the kohen's hand, is now chulin. And so it's a davar mutter. You matters by something that's not asr. It's mutter.
Oh, it's mutter.
Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara said basically now that we said, the Mishnah said that Stam Nedarim are Lahachmir. Bahatnaam, but we have a Mishnah in Taharos that says Suffik Naziros Lahakil. That Suffik, because Stam Nedarim Lahachmir means you have a Suffik. You have a, Gemara's assumption is that you have a Suffik of what the language is, right? That's how the Ran also said it. He says, he says, Yisufar Shoshon Lahachmir Lahakil. You have a Suffik which way to interpret his words. So you go to the Chumrah. But Naziros, which is a subset of Nedarim, Naziros, we say in the Mishnah in Taharos, that if you have a suffix by Naziros, we go Lekula. So which, what is it? Is it going Lechumra or Lekula? So he says, Amar Rabbi Zeira lo kasha, there's no kasha. Ha Rabbi Yezer, ha Rabbanan. It's a machlokas routine, Rabbi Yezer and the Rabbanan. Let's look in the Rashi, because there's no Ran on here. So the Rashi says, by the, what was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 9 lines from the bottom. It says, Gemara, Vahatznan Safik Naziros Lahakel. What's the case? It says Damrina Bimasekhas Nazir. Hareni Nazir im, what's the Dalid? Hareni Nazir im ploni ze Shabon Negdi Nazir. Vahalach lo oso ploni, Shaim Yadui im Nazir. Right? Hareni Nazir im zeu ploni, Shabon Negdi Nazir. Vahalach lo oso, Shaino de im Nazir im lo, Eno Nazir. He's not a Nazir, he's a Safik. It's just a suffix, so he's not a Nazir. Right? The Nazir knows Hainu Kinadarim, and the Nazir is equal to Nadarim. The Heichi Katani Stam Nadarim Lahachmir. So why here are we saying Stam Nadarim Lahachmir, but Nazir is saying it's Lakula? So Gemara says, it's different Machlokasim, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbanan. The Tanya, we have the following Brisa. And the comparison between the two cases to me is a little interesting, but Hamakish Chayoso Vibehemto. I'm going to read the Vav, it's a Vav of Chibor. A guy's Hamakish his domesticated animals and his undomesticated animals. Chayu Behemto. So Hiktish et Sakoi. He's also makdish the koi, which is an unknown which is what it is. Either it's one or the other, or it's the speri b'tnei asmo. If he's makdish chai behemto, it includes the koi, that whatever animal that is.
He's a pet koi
in his house. He has a whole farm of kois. Rabbi Yezer Omer lo hiktish the koi. Rabbi Yezer says it's not makdish the koi. So man da amar, so it's a suffix. Whether the koi is a mukdash. So what's, when you say this, what do we mean? Does that include the suffix? So he says, "Man amar monu mayil." The one who says that the mamon is mayil, meaning, let's just do the Rash again. So hamakish b'chayaso behemto shehiktish kol chayis behemo sheyeshlo b'mhayilu koi b'neiem hiktish nami the koi b'chal chay behemo. Koi is part of, it's one or the other. But Rashi. Rashi.
Which chay is allowed to be word chay?
None.
So what is matzah?
What is matzah? Shemitzik bayis. You sell it and use the money for shemitzik bayis. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer lo hiktish as a koi. Rabbi Lezer says you're not makdish to koi. The lo mile inish mamon le sveke. You're not going to put your money into the suffik. The koi suffik hu im hu min behema im in chaya. Right? Vav. Lo oso sveke lo aile la hakdish bechal. Because that suffik, the kedusha is not going to be chal. Lo aile la hakdish bechal chaya behema. So the same way that his words are not going to put his money into a suffix, his words are not going to put himself into a suffix. So he would never put himself into a suffix. According to that, you would say that's lakula. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the koi is not hooked us. So too, by the suffix, it's lahakya. Because you're not going to, if you're not going to put your money into a suffix, you would never put your body into that suffix.
Giving away 4,000 livestock, but the one koi
is
not even.
Because it's a suffix, correct? Correct. It's a suffix.
Worry about his money. That's why he's giving 4,000.
No, he's worried. He won't put his money into a suffix. He won't create a suffix on his money. What's definite, he will do. What's suffix, he will not do.
That's why he's being koi.
That's why he's being koi. Very good. Okay, excellent. All right. So he says, "Umanda amar mamori lomayla sveka," and according to Umanda amar, who says. Right, so let's read it again. Man, the Amar Mona Mile Sveka, the one who says he'll put his money into Safik. Gufa Nami Mile, he'll put his goof into Safik as well, and therefore it's the Chumrah. Man, the Amar Mona Lo Mile Sveka, Gufa, Kol Shkain Lo Mile Sveka. I don't see why. Just because you put your money into something, why does it mean you can put your body into something? It's money. My money and my body are very two different things. I don't know. Okay.
You just say, if you say, the same statement, we count it as two. That's also an ambiguous statement.
No, it's not. I'm taking upon myself to Nazir today.
I'm not saying that, Sam. I'm not today.
So they don't interpret
it. The emphasis. We're saying means two consecutive.
Correct.
So maybe, how do you say that?
I don't see the question. Why is that a suffix? What does it mean? What else does it mean?
I have no idea. That can mean I'm really not being nazir today.
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't interpret that way. The Gemara seems that that's a clear statement of two nazirs. That's what Gemara says. I don't see that as a suffix. Because it's no other way to interpret it. If the language doesn't mean more than one thing. It means harini nazir ayom, harini nazir ayom. I mean, I'm taking upon myself to be a nazir twice today.
But it's not. Yom doesn't mean it means
31
days.
No, it applies today. That's the whole. That was the whole concept of the Gemara. It's chal today. You just can't do it. You can't be a nazir twice in the same day. So you in order, they're chal at the same time, but you only observe consecutively. They're chal concurrently. Okay. All right. We'll stop here.